hello and welcome to a very special series of My Happy Mind Conversations, where we are talking to some of our incredible schools across the UK who use My Happy Mind. You have heard me talking about the power of My Happy Mind, the impact that we have, for a long time. And I thought it was about time that you heard it directly from the schools who are teaching the programme. So dive in to this incredible series and enjoy. Hello and welcome back to another My Happy Mind Conversations episode where we're talking to one of our incredible schools. This time, a school in Bradford. They are in the second year of working with us at Farfield Primary School, and the team is just quite incredible. In this episode, we talked to Sarah, the head teacher, and Kirsty, the learning mentor, and Katie, the deputy head, and they are a wonderful, wonderful example of the power and impact that My Happy Mind can have when it's implemented in a school. So let's dive into the conversation. Bye for now. Okay, so could you tell me a little bit about your roles, first of all, and introduce yourselves?
Yep, so my name is Sarah Nichols and I'm head teacher at Farfield Primary School. I've been head now for just over a year, and previous to that I was deputy, so for at least 15 years I've been here a long time.
Wow, amazing.
I'm Kirsty Mann, I'm one of the learning mentors in school. So we focus on the inclusion, support for the children with their mental health, accessing lessons and all sorts. So, and
everything else.
So we do spend a lot of time with children that do struggle in school and find ways to support them. And I am sort of leading My Happy Mind. So anyone that's got any, needs any support with it and sort of encouragement with displays and things like that, so I will start that ball rolling.
Fabulous.
I'm Kate Bentley. I am one of the deputies. I've been here very long time too. I started here as an NQT.
Wow, amazing. Fabulous. So could you tell me a little bit about your school and the community that you serve?
Yeah, so we serve the community of Buttershaw. So we're an inner city estate. It's mainly comprised of social housing. So our demographic currently is just over 50% free school meals. So a high proportion of our working parents are in lower paid jobs, but there's also lots of unemployment in the local area. So even our working parents are struggling with the cost of living crisis as it is at the minute. We've got a higher than average percentage of children with special educational needs, and particularly with SEMH needs. And we've got a high proportion of vulnerable children as well. Generally, our parents are open about their own mental health needs, but feel support, very much supported by school, offering help with food. We offer help with school uniforms, breakfast, subsidising trips. And we try to do whatever we can, even sometimes supporting them to make sure that they've got gas and electric more recently. Being in the highest 3% of deprivation, we just feel that it is our role as a school to provide the children with as many opportunities and experiences that we're able to ensure that they don't lose out. So our motto is Farfield Children Can, and we're here to make sure that they have every opportunity to do so.
Oh, that's amazing. That's incredible. I hadn't realised that schools were reaching out to support parents in so many different ways now. The gas and electric thing, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, isn't it, providing them with the food. What we came up against was that's great, but they're not able to heat it, or they're not able to heat the houses. So that it's just a small thing, isn't it, with the, with the food part of it. But if they're unable to cook it with the best will in the world, we want our children to be having warm meals as well. It's really important.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's wonderful to hear. Okay, so what inspired you then to bring My Happy Mind into the school?
So in around autumn 22, so we were made aware completely by chance. Strange story, when our office manager joined a local running club. The primary schools in Bradford South were supported by the education mental health team from Bradford and Craven. So we jumped at that chance at that point, because our only really support for children with SEMH was to refer to CAMHS. And I'm sure anybody listening to this will know that that takes an extortionate amount of time and children not getting seen as quickly as we want them to. So it was the education mental health team who initially shared My Happy Mind with us, and we jumped at the chance at a whole school programme that would support all our children as well as upskill our staff in this area. So we worked with a gentleman called Seth, with PAWS, who's a PAWS B practitioner. And he'd worked with like individual classes. We'd seen a bit of positive impact from this, but we really wanted to integrate something into our own curriculum that would have longevity, so not something that was just at that moment. So we needed something that could be built on over time and had a holistic approach. So after COVID, it's no surprise that SEMH was high. School avoidance and anxiety has been huge for us. Played a massive part in children not wanting to be in school, just being really anxious about coming to school. And we've seen a lot of that from children returning after COVID. So we needed an approach that could give the children the skills to manage their own emotions and to understand why they felt like they did at different times, and understand that their actions and behaviours were a reaction to circumstances, and hopefully give them the tools to manage this at some point. So the use of the characters to explain how the brain works feels really primary for us. It's really child-friendly. And we hadn't seen anything like it before. So that's our sort of story. But yeah, it came from a running club, funnily enough.
I love that. That's brilliant, isn't it? That's really, really cool. So how would you describe kind of the before picture in terms of that kind of whole school approach, and then the after picture with bringing My Happy Mind in?
I think now looking back, it's much easier to look back sort of in hindsight.
Yeah.
So before, we would have a lot of children that would dysregulate quite quickly, and it was quite hard to bring them round, and it would happen again. So the same things would happen over and over again, and the children would often say, "I'm just angry, I just do this." And there would be no sort of logic to it. They wouldn't understand why that was happening. But now the children can have that conversation. I'm like, "I'm feeling like this because..."
Yeah.
And I think it's really settled with them, and it's sort of given them a peace of mind that there isn't anything wrong. It's okay to feel like this because that's how my body works.
Yeah.
And so then they know, well, if I'm feeling like this, then this is what I need to do.
It was taking the labels away, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of from being naughty, from being, you know, the disruptive, and it's really giving them that ownership of, at those times, it's okay to feel like that, because when you connect with what's going on, it's not you as a person, it's just something that's happening in your body at that time.
Yeah.
And it's given them that sense of control. I'm feeling like this, I know what it is, and I now know what I need to do to feel better.
Yeah.
And they know, oh, I can go to this person, they can help me. It's not that I have to do it by myself, but we all now know what is happening and what we can to regulate again, which it's been really helpful for that conversation.
Yeah. Do you think it's helped to kind of reduce the stigma as well, in that everybody now understands in the school that sometimes all of our amygdalas take over and we all go into fight, flight, freeze? Do you think it's helped with kind of reducing stigma?
Yeah, absolutely. The kids enjoy talking about it. So they will enjoy saying, "Oh, I felt like this, and this is what was happening." So, and it's not like there is no shame
or
embarrassment. They are happy to share their stories. And especially when there's one of the friends that are dysregulated, they will go and say, "I felt like that. This is what I did." And then just like a routine now, they'll sit there and do the happy breathing and come around. And the children will have a conversation with each other about being dysregulated and Team Harp, and it is just that norm.
Yeah.
And it's not just the children. I think that's the main thing. The adults also understand. Yeah. So I think it's given them that it's that wider understanding, isn't it, as to why that might be happening, and to really think about it, what they can do to help the children at that point, on what they need at that point when they're when they're being dysregulated. Mm-hmm. But I think the children's understanding of the science behind their reactions or behaviours is just, I think it's blown our minds. It just has, because when you hear the conversations, and that also goes on to, because we've got some lovely examples about how it's impacted staff and parents, but some of those examples are just, it's just amazing to hear that they're going on elsewhere.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
We'll come on to those in just a minute then. So What would you say are some of your favourite things about the programme?
So for me, because it's not going to be a bit different, but not being in the classroom with the children, it's what I like is that they're all working on the same module across school. So that allows adults like us that are not in the class to have those conversations with children linked to the current learning, as well as what has come before. So the teachers have all they need to deliver the sessions in a structured way each week, and it's a consistent approach. And I think that's the thing, it's the consistency that's across school that really, really help. We've got dedicated time to this each week, and it's a non-negotiable. So at Fairfield, that all the sessions take place and all following the same modules at the same time also allows families to have these conversations. So if you've two children in two different year groups, you're having those conversations. We like the characters being accessible to all ages across school, although year six are a little bit less. But you know, they're trying to be cool out, so we'll leave them with that.
Really.
They do, and the children often take the characters down. We've got Happy in the main entrance as well. So if children are coming in the morning, he's there for them to try and explain. And they do, you can see them, they take him and explain to anybody that's around what it is.
Amazing.
It's not a three-headed monster. This is what it is. And we love the QR code. So they're around school. The fact that parents can access this and download the app with ease, meaning they can see what the children are doing, but also ways in which they can support the children as well.
I think my favourite is the character strengths. So there are lots of children in school that are overly academic. They have low self-confidence when it comes to their learning. So having the character strengths and pushing that around school, I can see that their confidence has built. So, and it's now in the work, so they're doing English work, and they were doing instructions, and a part of what you will need, they've added character strengths, so it's just a norm now, and it's really, really nice to see that that's what they're focusing on, and that they have
you seen their confidence improving?
So it's not just like, oh, I'm great at maths, or I'm great at PE, or I've got lovely hair, it's I've got courage, and I'm resilient, and so it's really nice for them to have so many other things that they can think positively about themselves.
That's great.
That's my favourite. And seeing it in the work as well. That's what the point is. If they're writing a story and that's what their character's going to have. It's not, they've got blonde hair and they're really fast runners. It's the character strengths.
That's amazing. It's always amazing as well to hear that it's kind of being integrated beyond just in the My Happy Mind lesson, you know, it's seeping through into, like you say, story writing and things. That's just incredible. Okay, so let's hear some of the stories then of impact, because it's always great to hear kind of like the school-wide impact, which I think you've talked about, but I always love hearing the stories as well of kind of individual parents or teachers or children who it's really touched. So I'd love to hear some of those.
So we've got some families are eager to share how their children use My Happy Mind at home. So one of which told a mum to go and do some happy breathing when she was cross, and that opened up the opportunity for her and her sister to explain what they'd learned through Meet Your Brain module, and mum herself was blown away about how they were able to explain what was happening for mum in that moment. So when mum was cross, it was, this is what's happened, mum, and you need to practice your happy breathing. But it was good that she then came and shared that with us.
Yeah, amazing.
So it didn't just stay at home, it was like they had a conversation about it. So
that's
hopefully
fabulous.
She's using their happy breathing techniques at home. And they weren't our oldest children either, so they were in reception in year three at that point.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they've made that link as well between the emotion that she was experiencing and that was the strategy that she needed. That's incredible at that age.
The other one we've got, we had a child who'd fallen over, cut his head open, and he was really, really panicked at the time, as you can imagine. But he was able to calm himself when the adult with him, while he waited for the paramedics to arrive, and he was doing happy breathing. And this blew our mind, because this was kind of, he was in that situation, and then actually the thing that calmed him, he did his happy breathing, and even the paramedics, once they arrived, were amazed at how calm.
Yes, because it was a very, very big But I think we were all sat doing happy breathing with him.
Yeah, I bet you were.
So that really
but
did
just
help.
Yeah, just having those skills and not having that panic mode. It was just something. But it's good that other people are commenting on, so what are you using at this time?
I had a parent. So at the beginning of my happy mind, they came to me and said, it was like every Monday, and said, what is my happy mind? Because my children keep talking about it and I don't understand. So I explained it to the parent and I showed them the app and she went away. And then it was like, might have been a month or 2 months later. She came back and she was like, oh, we still talk about my happy mind. When we sit down at tea time every Monday, ask the kids what they've been doing. And they point out each other's character strengths. So it became a habit in their home.
Amazing.
So when they were cleaning, they were like, oh, they would point out their character strengths. The kids would point out mum's character strengths. She said it just became a thing at home.
Wow.
And she commented how much of a difference it made in her house.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Have you had any, what about staff? Have you had any staff sometimes in schools when we launch the programme in schools, there's feedback that there's a couple of staff maybe here or there that might be a bit cynical or that might be a bit feeling like they've got too much to do and can I really kind of integrate this? Have you had any breakthroughs with staff or have you had kind of positivity from the team from the start?
I think there's always that little reluctance, isn't there, in the beginning when you launch something new and you say this has got to be done and it's a non-negotiable, so this is what you're going to be doing. But I think the fact that we started out like that and time was dedicated to it, they saw the importance in it. And I think as over time with anything, we had those teachers that were completely on board at the beginning and could see the benefits of it straight away. But then I think for other members of staff, as they are going through the modules and realising more and learning more themselves, I think that's the bit when things start to change and when they can start to see a difference with the children and hear the children talking about it and really thinking about what's going on. I think that's when it comes about sort of naturally rather than it being a forced thing. So, yeah, I think in the beginning we had a mixture.
Yeah.
But I think now, certainly, because they can see the benefits and see, and it's there for them, isn't it? It's not something that's got to go away and plan. They've got to have an in-depth knowledge and that it's taking time and then there's marking and whatever time to it. It's just that's the dedicated time. That's when you do it. And then they can see the impact across the curriculum so they can see the impact in other lessons.
We did have, so it's Monday morning, we all go to assembly, then we all do My Happy Mind, but I'm running out of time in maths. Okay, so plan less for maths because My Happy Mind is that important to us as a school. Gave them permission. Sometimes the content's there, it's there, but we give our teachers that permission to, okay, well, just plan less for that then because we need our children to have this understanding for it to be throughout our curriculum.
Because ultimately, that gives them the tools, the skills, and the children are back in class learning.
Yeah.
And that's the bit, that's what they're here for. So anything that we can do, and the more that staff can see that, the better it is.
I think it shows as well, because we've done it for quite a while now, that and it hasn't lost its momentum.
Yeah.
So when you find that when you implement something in schools, and if it doesn't have the full backing of it, everybody, after a period of time, it does start to dwindle. But it is still happening every single Monday, not one of them are missing it. They're all still talking about it. So it does show that it has the backing of the staff. They believe in it. It's impacting the kids because it's lasted the time.
And
it's not like they're saying, oh, well, we've done this now. We don't need to do it again. They're still every Monday, right, it's happy mind time. And it shows that they love it.
They enjoy that time.
It benefits the kids, so it's worth their time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an investment as well, isn't it, in terms of improved behaviour and them being able to kind of help children to regulate more effectively. So it probably gives them time back in a weird way in other parts of the curriculum.
Yeah, we do value it like that as a school, because Sarah and I were out yesterday and a child had started a poster for Mrs. Nichols. He sent me a picture of it and there was a gap. So it had on our school stars at the top that are very important because they represent our rules. And it had on our library bus, which is an actual bus outside. And he had a gap. And he said, what else can I add? And I said, well, what else is important to school? We've got our school values, which spell out bright. And what else do we do when we do our My Happy Mind? And he's then filled this gap with Fred. So he's wow. adding himself. So that's as important to the children as it is to the adults, and the adults see that it's important to the children.
Amazing. Okay, so what are your views on why it's important to use kind of the science-backed strategies that we do use in the programme? So we've talked about Team HAP and how we use kind of the scientific language. Why do you think that's important for primary schools?
Well, we've noticed that the adults and the children look at things in a different way. So, like I said before, members of the class who are being viewed as the naughty ones by the peers are now seen in a different way. The children understand that sometimes these behaviours are due to Team HAP not working together, and they know what their friends need to help regulate so they aren't just being naughty. To be honest, like I've said as well, that I've found it helpful as an adult, and I'm sure staff have done. And we say, like, you know, when you take a deep breath, if you're feeling agitated yourself, but I never knew why you do that to calm yourself. So as an adult, these things that you put in place. But I've been able to use that with my own children. And I know a lot of our other staff have said the same. They've even borrowed Team HAP to help model this at home. So
amazing.
That science is really important, so that they can explain, and there is that reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I think it should be a part of the curriculum. I think it's something that children need to understand just as much as they need to know how the heart works and how muscles work and how oxygen travels around your body. It should be that important.
It changes, isn't it, to them?
Yeah, it's how their body works, and it does get rid of a lot of mysteries with your thoughts and your feelings, because you can't see it physically. But for them to understand what is happening, it really helps.
So what would you say to other schools who might be kind of thinking about My Happy Mind, or kind of on the fence about whether or not to bring the program in? What would you say to them?
It opens your eyes to what is happening for the children in that moment, and understand how you can better support them. We know that there's a secondary program is about to begin, we think. And it's much needed to support children as they transition to secondary school and go through the hormonal changes of puberty and into young adulthood. And I was just saying, if everybody's got this understanding about what happens and the science behind what's going on in the bodies, then that's going to help society as they go through. So it's not just primary, it's secondary school. And as they become youth, and, you know, and they're out in the community and they need to understand what's going on and manage themselves in the community. So if they know that they're in a situation, it's what can they do about it? And we need to get them to that point so that they are out there and being
I think when you understand what the cause is, it's much easier to find a solution to help yourself. If you don't understand what is happening, what the cause is, how are you supposed to find a solution that's going to help?
But I think the thing is, it'll support your children, it'll support your staff, it supports your families. It brings everybody together, and it enriches the curriculum.
Yeah.
And like Kirsty said, it needs to be part of the curriculum. And I think it's a must for every school that wants to look at behaviours and really have that ethos around supporting children with any kind of SEMH, around the triggers, the thought process. But like I say, it's a community thing. It's not just about school, it's not just about teachers, it's about the children, the adults, the community, and as they're going into later life, it's that passing it through. So I think for secondary school, it's going to be vital, because what we don't want is it to stop at primary
and then they go off, and
that's the thing, it needs to continue, doesn't it?
We brought in zones of regulation after My Happy Mind, so if anybody's got it the other way around, they work really well together.
Really well together,
really complementary to each other, because the children have the understanding of the brain, then those conversations about moving between zones, they already had to the toolkit before they started to write a toolkit. So that was
interesting. That is interesting. Lots of our schools have both.
And I think it's not about saying, oh well, we've got this in place, so we're not going to do that. I think it's about looking at lots of different approaches and how they work together. So not ruling, not saying, well, we do something else, so we're not going to do that. Actually look at My Happy Mind and see how you can fit it in, because even if you're not going to do the whole thing, there are bits that are going to be really important, or how you integrate them so that they do work together. It rather than being just, oh well, we can't do that, actually it's really important, and the impacts has been huge at Farfield. So it's a must.
Amazing. Fabulous. Is there anything else that you would like to share that you feel you wanted to say and haven't had a chance to say?
No, we just, yeah, I just think we'd like to say, we were talking about yesterday, me and Kate were on the train, we've been down to London, so we were on our way back up, and this was one of the questions, anything else we'd like to share? And obviously we're in a political picture at the moment with the elections coming up.
Yeah.
And we were like, right, what would we do at this moment? Well, we think it needs to be on their manifesto. So if they want schools' votes across, you know, Conservative, Labour, Liberal, whoever it is, then I think a real good selling point for them would be that they're going to deliver My Happy Minds to every school across the country. And it'll be bought in, and that will be the thing that they really focus on, because it's that important. And we talk a lot about mental health, we talk a lot about those behaviours, but for us, we want our children to be amazing adults, and we want them to be educated about what goes on inside their body at different times. So it really is a selling point, but it does need to be in every school. It needs to be out there for everybody to use it.
I'm trying.
Well, we'll help you as much as we can.
Oh, thank you so much. I so hope that you've enjoyed these conversations and they've given you a little bit of insight into the work we do here at My Happy Mind. Now, if you are a parent or a school and you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my goodness, we want to learn more about how My Happy Mind could help us in our school, I want to encourage you to go to myhappymind.org/schools. That's myhappymind.org/schools. And here you'll find a link to a video tour so you can learn more about the programme, and an easy way to book a call with one of our team who can tell you more about the programme and see if it's right for you. Now, if you're listening to this as somebody who works in a local authority or maybe the NHS, and you're interested in learning more about the work we do on a commissioned basis, then go ahead and visit myhappymind.org/NHS. That's myhappymind.org/NHS. And of course, you can find out more about our work by finding us on social media. At My Happy Mind is where you'll find us. And of course, everything you need to know is also on our website, myhappymind.org. Thanks for tuning in. Please give me a review if you found these podcast episodes useful. It's always good to get feedback from you, and it helps us to do more of these episodes as well. So thanks for tuning in. Take care, and bye for now.